10 past 7, it's Bilko and Jade for Brekkie at Zing 96 from Soul Secrets, Absolute Soul Secrets. Rose Smith, our resident psychic, joins us as
morning,
she does
Smith.
When it's a full moon. A lot of people have actually said to us, guys, we don't like her when Rose is on because she just predicts doom and gloom, and I'm thinking that's what you want to take out of the conversation, Rose. That is not true. It's all very subjective, isn't it, this sort of work?
Oh, no, there are positive things. Like, there's advances in science, for example, you know, and there's advances, like, different things. Like, we're really going into a highly creative period, but we need to be creative too. It's not like you can rest on your laurels. So, no, I'm actually a pretty positive person, really.
Yeah.
But it depends, obviously, when you catch me, like, you know, what time period you're talking about. So, you know, if you look in the next couple of years, yeah, it's going to be difficult, but after that it's going to be fabulous.
Yeah, right. So it's another couple of years of just hard slog and people. Look, I'm just getting a sense. I talk to my friends. They're all finding it tough to pay the bills. A lot of them, for the first time, are heading to supermarkets, you know, those salvos ones where they subsidise everything and they can't see a light around the tunnel. Is there any light? Yeah. I mean, what, in 2 or 3 years' time, you're saying?
Yeah, 2026, in the stars, the major planets are sort of moving apart. At the moment, they're all bunching up together, so you're getting a confluence of multiple energies to deal with in the ether, basically. It's just something we have to go through, you know. But what people can do is they can make themselves as secure as possible now, before the ish hits the fan.
So to speak, yeah.
Now, and how would you do that, Rose?
Well, I think people need to be saving money, and I would not be investing in cryptocurrency or anything risky. I would put that money in the bank, and I would even be putting it in one of the big four banks, because I wouldn't be using a small bank right now.
Mum and Pa type bank. Because the reason we chat to you is because we've got a full moon at the moment. Does that have any implications of where we're going to go? Does the full moon give us an indication of maybe there's money to be made in the Melbourne Cup next week?
Well, it depends on other factors. But at the moment, what we've got is we're between eclipses. So on the 15th, there was an eclipse in Libra, which will really, you know, for some relationships, put the cat amongst the pigeons. For all the cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra and Capricorn. And so the effects of eclipses can last for months, and particularly from about all of this month, October, right into November, and even possibly longer, but certainly for a couple of months.
Right.
And then we've got another eclipse, which is a lunar eclipse, and that's on the 29th of this month, and that's in Taurus, and that could involve money.
Yes.
Well, there's a number of wars, obviously, still around at the moment. You know, we've got the fighting in Gaza and things like that. What does that look like, you know, over the next 6, 12, 18 months?
Yeah, like I was saying, there is a bunch of planets conjuncting, coming closer together. And some of these are the outer planets. When they do that, there can be difficulties with wars and...
What about Mars? Mars was always known as the war planet. Ancient times, the Romans used Mars as the god of war. Is that featuring prominently in the planetary lineup at all for what's going on in Israel?
Well, Mars is part of it, but it's more than that, because Mars does an orbit, and it's just over 2 years, I think. I think it's 600 and something days.
Yeah.
So it comes up sort of semi-regularly, if you know what I mean.
But
the outer planets, so when you're looking at Pluto, for example, that can be like wholesale destruction and death.
God.
Yeah, yeah.
I know.
So it's the outer planets that you really got to watch. but look, these are parts of cycles, and, you know, we've been here before. This is not the first time. So I would be making myself as secure as possible. It's really not the time to take unnecessary risks.
I won't be starting my backyard garage business. I'm going to be short of that. Now, I've got a question here from Kimmy, who in the last few weeks has lost her puppy of 15 years. It has really affected Kimmy. She's devastated. It's like, for her, almost the loss of a child. And she's wanting to know, where can she go from here? Should I get another dog? Should I not worry about it? She's actually going through this grieving process. Any words of comfort for her, Rose?
I would say, well, I can tell you because of what I've seen in the past is when you die, when we pass over, our pets are all there waiting for us. And I've seen that myself. So it's not only our families, you know, our ancestors and families that have passed, but our pets are there waiting for us.
Well, Kimmy said she came across, came across a leaf across her path, and it was in the shape of a love heart, and she's actually seeing all over the house. I think she was cleaning the oil in the pan the other night. The little drop of oil left was in the shape of a love heart. The other night drained the sink, and the suds going down the sink also formed a love heart. She's thinking that it's her puppy sending her a message. Would that be the case, do you think? Or was...
Yes. They do, like our loved ones do try to communicate with us from the other side. So, and you know, your puppy will be running in fields of flowers and having a great old time. That's for certain. There's no such thing as hell. Hell is here. It's not over there.
You can say that again.
Oh, wow.
True. And as you become more spiritual and you become more aware, then there's this sort of idea of like the Catholic purgatory where there's light shining in and we start to become aware and we get more insight.
Hmm. There you go. Well, it's always interesting to talk to you, Rose. It gives me more to think about after we've chatted.
You got any more questions for Rose?
Oh, no, I just sort of wanted to know what next year holds for Bilko and I, because we're 2 years together now, Rose, and we've just done our big day out to celebrate.
I'll tell Rose what happened. Rose will love this.
Rose, we couldn't decide, because we're very different people, we couldn't decide on one thing to do to celebrate our you know, 2 year work anniversary. So we had two different days separately, not together. I went fishing and Bilko went to a luxury resort.
See, Jade's in touch with her masculine side. I'm in touch with my feminine side. And, you know, I was actually the subject of a nude painting in Paint and Sip. How's that
for
you?
He wore bananas instead of undies.
That's right.
So is it good news for us coming up to 2024, Rose? Bilko and I as a work group?
You're still there. So I think you call that good news.
Yes, that's true. We've still got a job, so that's always a positive.
I haven't seen the contract yet.
Yeah, well, I think it'll be a case of many employers. There's my cat.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Prince Harry.
Yes, it's Prince Harry's here.
Ask how Megan is. Is Megan treating him well?
He only has eyes for me.
Oh, that's lovely.
I love it. Sorry, back to us. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, so many employers will be tightening up and, you know, people are going to have to give more and employers are going to have to give more. It's going to go both ways because I do fear that we will see more businesses going broke, you know, so we're going to be hearing about more bankruptcies and things like that.
Well,
we work for chips and the occasional can of Coke, so.
Oh, but we're getting a free lunch today. We got a free night stay at a resort during the week. I mean, you got to love that, Rose. I mean, there's the perks of the job, of course, hey?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They're definitely pretty good. It's really good to talk to you, Rose. And if people want to get a reading from one of your fabulous team members, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, go to the website absolutesoulsecrets.com or every Monday at 8:30 Queensland time. If you go onto Facebook, onto Absolute Soul Secrets, I do a free thing every Monday morning. And it's called Pick a Card, and you just pick a number between 1 and 5, and I do a psychic tarot interpretation.
Oh, that sounds really... You know what?
No, you can't do it. We'll be on air.
Oh, sorry.
No,
can't
do
Righto,
it.
Righto, fine.
But if anyone else wants to, they certainly can. Good on you, Rose.
Hang on, before you go, any horse names coming to you for the Melbourne Cup? Have you got anything for me?
Well, all I can tell you is the horse is going to win.
What?
Hedging a bet, we call that.
My dad, the mug punter, could tell you that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, sorry, I'm not getting anything on that. I just don't know anything about it.
No, that's the universe playing fair, which is what it's all about.
Might talk to you next week, Rose.
Rose Smith from Absolute Soul Secrets. Thank you so much.